Late Night with Deanne here on RBN, and callers 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we have a caller. Is it Mike? I'm sorry, didn't catch your name. We have a caller.
Michael from Kentucky.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Dealing with allergies this evening, so bear with me on the sniffles.
Okay.
For those who think that maybe the Fourth Reich is not still a dream harbored by some of these grandsons and some of these folks that are still running around today that facilitated the Third Reich, IBM was just let off the hook in court, 2 years ago for having any culpability or liability. It was finally brought to court that they facilitated with their technology and training on how to use their computation machines that allowed the Nazis to work these death camp prisoners to the point, you know, of how much food they could give them and how long they would be expected to remain alive, given their body weight and all this stuff was computed by IBM machines that they helped provide for them and supported this whatever dastard experimentation and stuff that they did over there. And it's not, well, it wasn't just on Jews, you know. And I don't, you know, I've heard all the arguments about whether or not it was 6 million and whether or not that was some rabbinical prophecy that had to be fulfilled before they could reoccupy the land, and that they, you know, they tried to pass off that they had 6 million killed in World War One, so they could occupy Palestine. Because it's some stick in the mud rabbinical prophecy, but you know, it seems to me like that. With all the liability cases that you hear about being brought to a court, that it's almost unbelievable that they would not have been able to push that through, that IBM would be seen as culpable. It sounds like the fix was in on that one.
Stuart, you want to make a comment on that?
Well, there have been a lot of corporations back then that actually helped and supported the Nazi effort, and we have to remember that even Prescott Bush, the
of course,
grandfather was a big Nazi supporter,
and the Harriman crowd, or or whatever, Thule Society, and all that, those connections back to the business community in New York. But of course, you know, you can draw the same connections to the Jewish crowd that brought about the Bolshevik Revolution and communism in Russia.
That's correct.
And they killed, by some estimates, between China and Russia, there was, different estimates, up to 40 million, 60 million people were killed by those communist regimes combined. That's what makes the Nazis look amateur.
That's right.
But in your experience and assessments of these advanced entities that you've been talking about a little bit, what's the prevailing view, or is there any evidence as to how long that these entities have been technological or civilized or whatever, I don't know what the right term would be to use, did they achieve their technology independently? Has any of that been brought out?
You're referring to the beings that have come here to colonize, et cetera?
Well, the ones that, you know, you're talking about that are providing some of this technology, like the time travel, you know, underground stuff. I mean,
well, the beings that had the highest technology were the beings from Sirius A, and it was estimated their technology was 1 billion years ahead of our own.
Well, that's what I'm starting to get at, if I can hold on through the break.
Okay. Yes, hold on. We'll be back. Callers, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne here on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Join me during the week, Monday through Friday, on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time, Blog Talk Radio, 3 p.m. various days during the week. On Friday, we have Mike Katz Hour. We also have on Saturday, the Homeless Hotline, Homeless Radio broadcast. And then on Monday, we have a military broadcast to give information to our military men, and I'm adding shows as we go. Again, this show is being also simulcast in South America, an internet chat cafe, thanks to Claudia Nelson. And we're going to continue our interview here with Stuart Swelo, but I wanted to say something I want to mention here on this broadcast. Again, you might be disbelievers, and you might think, oh, you know, Stuart is not, you know, on target about this, and what I'm saying here is not true. But again, I worked many places over 35, 40 years out here, and I had experience happen when I was very young. When I was very young, I came from a very prominent black family, and anyway, I ended up in the University of Chicago around, I would say, 1959, 1960, and they had a similar project underground in the facility of the University of Chicago. They were taking young children and experimenting on ESP, psychic ability, and I happened to be one of them. And again, they had a chair there similar to what Stuart, we were talking about this on another broadcast as well, that they were using to basically empower people with more psychic ability and also to test them to see how far their psychic talents would go. Luckily, I complained to my mother and she withdrew me, but there were other children there that weren't that lucky. And there are facilities all around that have various other programs that your tax dollar, by the way, is going to support. Stuart, you know about these various experimental facilities and various hospitals and laboratories around?
Yes, that's been going on in the United States since the late 1940s when they brought the German scientists to this country under Project Paperclip.
Yeah, Operation Paperclip.
Mm-hmm. And there was a Scottish scientist by the name of Dr. Ewan Cameron who started these projects in Montreal and Toronto, with psychic driving and mental institutions in order to fracture a person's personality so that they can be programmed into subpersonalities that can be triggered into performing functions. And so from that point on, in the late 40s through the 50s and 60s, they were scouring North America looking for people with the right genetics, the right mind patterns, that they could then develop into these mind control slaves.
Now, the genetic issue, too, is if you hear RH factor, RH actually means monkey factor in the bloodline, meaning that you produce or have the genetic material of the Reese monkey. And that's why for a long time in the laboratories they used to use Reese monkeys as a tool to, further technology on issues of disease and various things, and they were able to experiment on those monkeys and make serum that they would, use in humans. RH positive, that is. RH negative meant that you had no Reese monkey or monkey equation in your genetic material, so therefore you were of a different species. Now, you might have been something else, and I'm going to ask Stuart if he knows about that, and I'm going back to my listener. Do you know anything about the RH factor thing?
Yes, this actually goes back to which genetics in the human being is reptilian. In other words, the genetics of the reptilian is open or the genetics are closed. If you have RH negative factor, there is a likelihood that your reptilian genetics are more open. And if you have RH positive, then you have more of a mammalian genetics that are open and the reptilian genetics are mostly closed off.
Now, it's a very interesting subject to go into because it goes back to the Neanderthal man and the Cro-Magnon man because they were two different genetic species, and one ended because of the fact that it was modified and it had defects. So because it had defects, that particular species was eliminated. It was replaced with the other species that was more advanced in technology. In fact, one had a brain outside the skull, where the other had the brain encased in the skull between the Cro-Magnon man and the Neanderthal man. But again, these are things that you have to go back and look into because, again, it's all there. It's just so much information for us to grasp, but it is there and well documented. I want to go back to Mike. You have any more questions here, Stuart?
Well, I just know, since you brought up that monkey incubation thing, that was done with the early polio vaccine back in, from 1956 through 1963, I think it was the window there where they used the volumes of polio vaccine that were incubated in monkey kidneys, I think. And that caused a virus to get into the human population, which has been found in a lot of cancer tissues.
That's right.
Was this SV40, Simian V40 virus. So these guys either did it deliberately or it's a good indication that they don't know what they're doing.
I think
a lot of this genetics is experimentation. Literally, we're monkeying with stuff we don't know and we don't have the comprehension or the ability to deal with.
Well, I can pretty much assure you that they have an agenda and they know what they're doing. Of course, they're not going to let the agenda become public knowledge. But the ultimate goal is to basically create a robot slave society that's completely programmed, cannot think for itself, and has all its needs met by the big daddy government, and nobody can be on their own or independent.
Well, the concept that a lot of people have a hard time getting their minds around is, you know, not to sound like Carl Sagan here, but, you know, the universe has been supposedly around for billions and billions of years, and, you know, you do the math on that, and it's likely that there could have been some earlier civilizations, as you're talking about, that have been technological for a billion years. But then, of course, you're left with the dilemma that there could have been intelligence around for trillions of years, perhaps, and it goes to the point to where maybe you should be worried about charming the Most High, you know, not these, take on the whole armor, as the scriptures call it, and you'll be protected from this junk, whether or not it really exists or not. I think you have to have some faith that there is a hierarchy that goes far beyond what we can imagine.
Well, there indeed is a hierarchy, but the thing is that you have levels within, and our use here is, again, a slave prisoners. We don't realize that, by the way, but we're used to perform certain tasks. And these tasks have to be maintained in order to maintain the balance of what they're planning on doing in these societies in the future. Is that not correct, Stuart?
Well, you know, I always say that the best slave is one who doesn't know he's a slave. And I think that pretty much fits.
Well, there's a good quote from one of the, founders of the country that said that none are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free.
Yeah.
But I would also quote Dante, and with some of the stuff that you guys are saying here, you might as well walk through that door that says, "Abandon hope, all ye who enter here."
Well, no, not abandon hope. It's just enlightenment. Because if you know what your culprit is, and this goes back.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you, is that you're dismissing the idea that there is an entity out there that's beyond all of these other entities and intelligences that have allegedly been intelligent for a billion years. I think you're dismissing the idea that there's something beyond their grasp.
No, not at all. If you read my work, I talk about all of that, and I talk about the God mind within, and that human beings need to release the victimization mentality that attracts the oppressors and tyrants, so that their full capacity to be independent and aware of the God mind within can come into fruition. And that's basically what I try to teach in my work.
Well, I would again say that, you know, charming the Most High would be something to research, because I think, that makes the rest of these little piddly no-gooders fall by the wayside, you know, because they can't go up against that.
Well, that's true, you know, again, Mike, but the thing is, again, going back to the World Trade Center, and after the things that I heard the last couple of programs with Professor Wood and Professor,
Morgan?
Pardon?
Morgan?
Yeah, Morgan. Reynolds, they were talking about what happened, and they showed pictures of what happened in New York, which defies all information that we were given previously. We had something coming from the earth itself that was blowing particles up from the earth, and there were swirly clouds coming from down on the earth, which was weaponry that we have no clue of. And when they described what they were talking about, I felt very strongly that it was coming out of Montauk instead of from other places that they want you to allude to and believe. So, Mike, thank you for calling, and we'll be right back with Stuart and John after this break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, we're back, and we're here. We're talking with Stuart Sweelow of Expansions.com. Please go to that site. A lot of information, tapes, books, to understand more, not only about what we're talking about, but yourself, in order to attune yourself to realize who you are, what you are, and how to deal with this issue. Because once you understand yourself and able to get to the essence of who you are from the past, present and in the future, you'll be able to control many things. Now, there is three things I wanted to bring up here really quick before I went back to Stuart. How many folks here know that there is a God frequency? There is a sound frequency that you can tie directly into that will get you to the frequency of God. Now, Moses had it, various others, and what happened is once you tie into that frequency, then the God force would be able to hear you. You hear your prayers and your needs and would respond. It was a frequency with a number assessed to it. The other thing, during World War II, many people don't know that Adolf Hitler had family members, sisters and brothers, and a lot of them ended up settling in the East here in the United States. It's a fact. So, Stuart, are you aware of these things that I'm talking about, or do you disagree?
Oh, no, I agree with you. In fact, the God mind, in my opinion, is most evident in that 97% of DNA that scientists call junk DNA, because that 97% of DNA is common to all species everywhere, no matter what they are.
And that frequency we're talking about, it's common to your thread of your DNA, can be empowered by a sound frequency. And that's why back a long time ago, the Vedics, who happened to be Indian, they used to be able to tie directly into the octave or frequency. And they would be able to, through producing sound, create things in this environment. They had gone to a Vedic temple a long time ago, and I spoke to the people there, and they carried the sound and the teaching, but they had forgotten the mechanism and what it's used for. Stuart, you know anything about that?
Well, when I teach the language of hyperspace, it is really color, archetype, and tone, and the tone is the sound. And there have been many experiments, in fact, even using something as simple as sand, where you send a certain sound frequency through the sand and it creates different shapes, so that whatever you want to create a physical reality has really a tone or a sound behind it that also creates a color and a symbol.
And, John, we were talking about frequencies and God frequency, you remember?
Yeah, I have numbers I'm hearing is 528 nanometers is one of the God frequencies given by, I believe, Michael Horowitz.
Do you know anything about that, Stuart?
Yeah, in fact, I met him just recently at the Conspiracy Conference in San Jose. So I'm familiar with his work. Here's the part that's a little bit scary, and that is the HARP project is trying to mimic that frequency by broadcasting similar megahertz and gigahertz across the face of the Earth to alter DNA in the morphogenetic grid of the planet.
And then, too, when you go into the hospitals, various things, and they get your blood, various samplings, because of the experiments they have done in genetics, they can get to the frequency. See, everything has a tone base,
right,
based on color and light and sound, like Stuart was saying. So when they have your genetic material, they can also take that to a special tone. And they have satellites out there that can connect directly to your sound frequency and manipulate your mind. Is that not?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely correct, because not only does a species have a particular frequency bandwidth, but within that bandwidth are unique strands of frequencies, which are our soul personalities, that can be tapped into electromagnetically and in other ways and manipulated. And that's why it's very important, especially in my work, I teach people to open up that 90% of the brain they're not using and the 97% of their DNA they're not using so that they can control their own minds and bodies so that nobody else can do that for them. And that's what I teach at my seminars, especially the one coming up this October, is all about opening up the mind and using the language of hyperspace.
Now, in that language of hyperspace, people can travel from one place to the other. In fact, when this thing happened with Noah's Ark, it was sad that he went to the king to basically get away from these. That was another genetically modified species. The folks there that were I forgot the name they gave them, but they were the giants, and they were killing
the Nephilim.
Yes, yeah. And they were killing the species. Because, see, there was man, there was mankind. There were several different levels of species in the beginning. And I started looking into some things that, you know, like Stuart and many other people talk about. You can actually travel into time. And you can also see what happened into time, and you can bring that information forward, and you can also take the information from that genetic past or past timeline and then look at what will happen into future. Now, some people have the ability, they claim, that they can not only direct view, but they can also modify and correct and change things that are getting ready to happen in the future. And is that not true, Stuart?
Yes, but we also have to realize that timelines can be altered simply by a thought.
And we're going to stop here again, going to break, and we'll be back with Stuart Twilo and John Alastasis.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
It's raining in the park, but meantime, all time. You feel all right when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south. Way on down south, London town.
Hi, we're back. And we're here with Stuart Swelo and John Alastasis. John, you have any questions for Stuart?
Yeah, getting back to the Mothman prophecies where they had the bridge cave in, and then we recently had the two bridges cave in China and in Ohio. Is there any correlation?
Well, yeah, I think you mean the bridge in Minnesota.
Correct.
Collapse. Yeah, well, you know, these are all global rituals. Bridges represent symbolically the pineal gland, the bridge between the left and right hemisphere of the brain. And so symbolically, they're destroying the bridge or the connection between the creative mind and the logical mind. And that's what these symbolisms are for.
And that goes back to these ancient Masonic orders, because mm-hmm. they always leave symbols in order for them to do the next thing that they're planning on doing, a series of crimes or whatever.
Right, and their belief system is all based on symbolism, numbers, that kind of thing. It's almost what some people might consider it even a game-like, but to them it's quite a serious matter.
Now, in the experiment that you were involved in Montauk, with your eyes, did they inject some type of other species materials into you, or was it something else that they did, more of a mechanical method to make you see into other colors and auras and things?
Yeah, they basically use technology. You can consider it as a rewiring of my brain so that my optic nerve no longer functioned with my eyes, but rather opened the visual cortex in the brain to the next level where it could see without the use of physical eyes, but energetically, so that it didn't matter if my eyes were open or closed, if I was awake or asleep. I would just see everything that there was to see in creation. And, of course, that could be quite disturbing when you can't shut it off.
Yes, it's disturbing because you see flashes of imagery with your eyes open and closed,
mm-hmm.
and then you can't sleep and you can't rest because they're flashing this various image of things going on from past scenes of this planet or other dimensions, and even current. And then some people, I would say, and imagine that they would lose the ability to understand whether or not they are, splitting off in personalities or going crazy, and that's why a lot of people
yes.
in these experiments had, did not survive.
Correct. That's correct. They basically, some of them went insane, and some of them just shut down. Their brain shut down because it couldn't handle the overload.
Now, they can do it from various levels, from different facilities, connecting back into you from various locations. And I wanted to ask you, had you heard anything that people that are in leaded areas, lead contained areas, are more or less, able to prevent being, connected?
You mean you said lead? What was that?
Lead, with lead paint or inside a lead sphere.
Yes, lead and granite block the ELF transmissions. And so you find a lot of the underground bases located in areas that have a lot of granite in the ground that block the transmissions, and they basically can remain more secretive that way. They also know that salt water can distort the signals, which is why there's a lot of bases underneath the ocean.
Now, also, the other thing I wanted to find out, going back to New York, now, this stuff that I was telling you, there's new pictures that have come out that have shown all types of various things, like, for instance, large amounts of powder on the ground that did not float down, but just kind of settled on the ground and caused whirly clouds to arise from the ground, attaching and fixing themselves to people's pants legs and things. And I saw people with winter coats on and area where they had to claim that the heat signature was very high. Some people were saying half the heat of the sun, which to me was kind of like ridiculous. But I just wanted your opinion of what transpired in New York.
Well, I know that there was a charge set, and it was a tactical nuclear weapon that was underneath the ground, and radiation existed for weeks and months afterwards. And in fact, the seismographs recorded two separate earthquakes underneath the World Trade Center's when this occurred. Everyone knows that the jet fuel from aircraft would not melt the steel in buildings that large. It's just absolutely bizarre. And when you look and see how the buildings collapsed, they went straight down like a demolition job, not like a building that was melting and collapsing. It would have fallen all over the place.
Well, according to Dr. Woods, she was saying that it wasn't demolition. But to what I equate, and, you know, please tell me if I'm wrong, in the situation of what they were attempting to do, they wanted to make sure whatever it was going to be would work. So I would say that they used a little from column A, B, and C, but I would say also from what I have seen and also in regards to this report from this scientific laboratory that was located in New York to try to get the research information out, that it seems as though, like underground, like it happened in Oklahoma City, there was some type of intensity of some wave which would indicate that it would have been coming from somewhere rather close. And since Brookhaven Laboratories was tied into a program with the Montauk program, which is now a park, but with areas closed down to the public and still facilities underneath the ground, would it not be that they used some type of Skylar or some type of weapon that was connected underground, maybe to a satellite, this thing called SWMS? Are you familiar with that?
Yes, but I will tell you that what happened at the World Trade Center did involve a nuclear weapons, because that blast registered on the seismographs and also created, as I say, radiation for weeks and months later. And when they got to the bottom, to the foundation, everything was melted as if huge heat was erupting from underneath the ground. So it's very likely that they had some kind of small nuclear weapon underneath each building that they used as the demolition job. However, it could have very easily been activated by signals from Montauk or Brookhaven National Labs, triangulating with satellites, etc. And the planes that hit the building were not even commercial aircraft. They were something quite different.
Yeah, probably experimental planes. I was looking into that as well. And like I said, this thing, SWMS, which folks just put that in on the Internet search net engines and look it up, it's satellite technology, and it's a weapon that they can use that will do some of these things, and also it can modify and control weather to the level that the things that we're seeing right now. And again, your tax dollars are going to this money that you have that you buy for goods and services. Part of that money is going directly for funding these projects. And I have a caller in Texas. Caller, are you there? I think it's Dan from Texas.
Yes, ma'am. How y'all doing?
Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Oh, great. So I just got to part of your show here. I was wondering about they found DNA of the people that were killed in the all that, but they haven't found anything showing a piece of an airplane. Is that crazy, or is that possible? Is that correct?
Well, from what Judy Wood and Professor Rendell said there was nothing, and I saw nothing in any of the photographs that indicated any wreckage of a plane other than this alleged engine that was laying on the ground. There had been photographs of some things, but again, I am a person that believes to talk to eyewitnesses, because again, that is a very traumatic, post-traumatic stress issue that you would go through. And a post-traumatic stress individual would have this kind of more or less image encased in their mind vividly, because they re-experience the same nightmare over and over again. So again, in regards to the DNA and stuff, now I would imagine the people that were in the lower levels of the building, their genetic material probably ended up on the ground, but then those folks that were in these flights, I dispute what they say and claim, because if it was that much intense heat, they would have been powderized or vaporized. And if they were able to find anything, you know, to do DNA examinations, you have to have some type of tissue. And when something is, you know, in a fragmented source where there is nothing but maybe bone fragment, you might be able to get some information. But when it turns into dust and powder, the only thing you might be able to get is whether or not it's animal protein or a human protein. Stuart, you want to say something on that?
No, I agree completely with you. But I would also say that there could not have been any DNA from people in those aircraft, because that's not what crashed into the building.
That too. That's a huge point. That's exactly, you know, one of the things. And another thing, caller, too, they have things that they are doing where they could have had these people in a room, since it was a so-called terrorist, you know, test going on or whatever they were doing, and they could have been on these phones mocking a terrorist drill in a area of a building. Because if you listen to what was being transmitted, it makes no sense how these people were transmitting these things from planes going into buildings. You know, you have to understand that, again, I had mentioned this before, if they're traveling 500 some odd miles an hour and dropping down into a lower atmosphere space, and then they're moving the plane upward, there's going to be some calamity from the luggage containment parts in the plane. Those things would have flew open, and you would hear things crashing around in the transmission. You didn't hear that. There would have been situations that, you know, if they were on cell phones, and that's been out, that they couldn't talk on the cell phones in the plane, so they would have to use a credit card to use the, you know, the equipment there to make calls. And then the other thing, too, in order for the woman that was on the plane, whose husband worked at the Justice Department, in order for him to make contact, she would have had to go through operating center and various other things, and there was no transmission of that. So there's a lot of foolery that was going on that made absolutely no sense. And then going back to the original content of the material that we heard, they had plastic knives and spoons. So it was kind of like they were saying these things because it was a mock terrorist drill. Then these people were playing a role of being in a terrorist plane from another remote spot. Is that what you feel, Stuart?
Yeah, I think the whole thing was a setup. It was a staged operation. And, you know, at that day, I received a lot of phone calls from my Canadian clients, and Canada News was reporting that the U.S. Air Force was shooting down American civilian aircraft. And my clients were asking me, why is the U.S. Air Force shooting down civilian planes? And I said, well, that's not what's on our news. But, in fact, what they were seeing is that these other planes, the real planes that took off, were diverted over the ocean and then were shot down.
Now, did you have another question, Dan?
Shot in over the ocean. Are you saying airliners full of people were shot in over the ocean? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Good God.
And that was reported by Canadian News until the government stepped in and stopped that report.
That's beyond belief.
And the thing that was really spooky, too, I had been in the World Trade Center 1 month beforehand, and I had been in those buildings, all the areas, in fact. I was on an American airline when I went into New York, and I had kind of like a deja vu experience because I knew when I went into New York that there was going to be an event in that building. I had knew it for months before. And then when I went into the Windows of the World, I went in there, and it was like I was in this place where everything was just totally white and the people there were already dead. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a weird, eerie feeling, but again, it was something that I had seen from another place. And Stuart, do you understand kind of what I'm talking about there? Or does
yes,
that make
absolutely,
sense?
Because when a place is losing its energy, it's disconnecting from the earth plane. That what you described is exactly what you see.
And I experienced that, and I knew, and that's why when I came back into Chicago, I kept rotating my flights because I knew that they were going to do something with an American airline then and things. Because, again, you know, that's why my broadcast is kind of different than most because I kind of use something a little bit deeper to give people information of what's going on. And I think Stuart kind of, you know, understands where I'm coming from. Correct?
Oh, yes, that's what I do all day. You know?
So you're saying you had this intuition of the future, of everything turning white and all these people being deceased?
Yes, I knew that when I went there. I knew that months before. I knew because, see, again, I deal with timelines, events, and all the material I deal with is either government, declassified records, information I get directly from people that are in various government agencies, and then I do a whole forensic analysis. And that's why, you know, again, I listen to a lot of people that come on the broadcast and some of the things I question. And I feel right now, and I'm going to ask Stuart this, that there's going to be something that's going to happen. It's going to be very traumatic in the next several months. And I, you know, equate that I see New York and Chicago and San Francisco as possible target areas. And I just wanted to find out what you...
Could I ask you, you're not saying you had a supernatural vision. You're saying you just knew this because of information.
I had, since I was very young, I have ESP. And I also, I never really talked about it, but I also mentioned here that I was in a program at the University of Chicago Labs testing me for ESP, and I have psychic ability. I don't know if we talk about it, but that's not all I use to investigate. But I'm going to ask Stuart a question when he comes back here on RBN, the Dan Broley Show. And please hang on, Dan. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Talking about the subject of the Montauk program and also the World Trade Center. And I asked Stuart a question before the break, and I was wondering if you could answer.
Oh, yes. I think we were can you repeat the question?
Okay. The question I had for you is that I see coming up between now and October, probably beforehand, that there's going to be some type of an event again. And it's going to be a finalized event or process for them. And what they're going to do is do either a mock attack or some type of event in areas of either New York, San Francisco, and Chicago. They usually have like three target areas or three areas. They have like signatures like Stuart was talking about. They do things that are symbolic to certain things just before they're getting ready to do a major event. So I was wondering if you have seen that or you feel that?
Well, from reports that I have gotten from certain intelligence people that I know, they do expect the United States, Britain, and possibly Israel to attack Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, that will activate certain cells, terrorist cells in the United States. Of course, they're still controlled by the United States government. But that will create terrorist attacks in some of the areas that you mentioned. I also feel that there will be cities mostly in the west or along the southern border, places like Phoenix, L.A., perhaps, even places in Texas, that will have some kind of a terrorist activity.
Now, the thing that's really fearful and what I've been viewing is this, that because of the atmosphere that's being placed out there, there is a possibility that, you know, in order to terrorize people, you do something extremely different and you do something that people cannot figure out. And back a long time ago, like Africans in Africa would look at planes coming over and then somebody landing, they would imagine it to be a god. Well, in our case, we're so technologically advanced that in order for us to get to a level that we will cow down, it would have to be an extraordinary event that would be made believable. So it could be a situation of aliens coming down. It could be something else. And we're going back to another break. Callers, 800-313-9443 will be back. And then I'm going to ask John what his opinion is when we come back.
It's true.